KX93.5. And the Tuesday just gets better and better every moment. Not only is it a beautiful day outside, the sun broke through. It's going to be just a fantastic day. And our studio guest, this is when you know you've got a pro, is when they arrive early. There's nothing better than that. We have sitting across from me, Savina Shantoria. Thank you so much for being here, Savina.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. Did I pronounce the last name correctly?
Absolutely, 100%.
All right. Yeah. And I've been saying all morning long that you just go by Savina on stage. Is that correct or am I crazy?
No, Savina Shantoria. That's my
name. Okay, yeah. So, all right. And welcome, by the way. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot.
You are Swedish and Georgian by descent, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I love just a lovely, beautiful accent, by the way.
Thank you.
you were on a show very much like our very own American Idol or The Voice or something in Europe, right? What was the name of the show?
It was Eurovision, national final of Eurovision in Georgia, 2017.
You made the finals.
Yes, I did.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, do you feel extra pressure on those shows?
Yes, it was a lot of pressure. Okay. It was definitely one of the biggest, performances I've done. Right. And a lot of nerves and a lot of adrenaline, but it was, a wonderful experience.
Right. Yeah. And I'm wondering, the producers out here of the American shows like that, they try and get all the drama out of someone. So as they go through the competition, they try and get all the drama out of your family or whatever. Did they do that with you? Did they try and show the drama in your life or anything like that? Or no, it was just straight singing.
Yeah, it was kind of straight singing. I mean, the song Stranger, it's I've written it myself, so it's kind of autobiographic, so it had quite a lot of drama in the song itself.
Right.
So, it was good.
Yeah, we're going to hear Stranger a little bit later on in the program here, and I can't wait to let our audience hear it. I listened to it last night. I'm very, very impressed with the songwriting.
Thank you.
When did you start writing music?
I was about 13, in my early teens. I started to, in school, start to write. It was kind of a way to express myself.
So you're like relationships and teen relationships.
Trying to finding yourself, and you have all this like questions and kind of, I always had this feeling that I didn't belong kind of thing. I was half Swedish, half Georgian. I was a bit conflicted with that, in my, like when I was 13,
Right. Were other kids, did they pick on you or were you bullied?
No, I wasn't bullied. I feel like I was a bit, an outsider in a way.
Kind of looking for your place.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Sure. And songwriting is a way to get it, to either describe it or just, it's a cathartic way to express it, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. It was very natural for me.
Right. And your first big hit in Europe, Spiderweb.
Yeah, Spiderweb.
Tell us about the beginnings of that song.
So it's a metaphor, Spiderweb. It's about being trapped in a kind of destructive relationship.
Right.
And you're trying to make your way out, Right. And actually it was recorded here in Los Angeles.
And that was with Kevin Jarvis, right?
That's right,
okay.
Yes.
And the studios that you worked at with Kevin?
Sonic Boom Room.
Okay, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Good
Let's take a listen to Spiderweb. We've got Savina Shantoria here with us, and Spiderweb is the song you're going to hear first. We're going to talk about it a little bit when we come out of it as well.
Yeah.
She's sitting right here at our Pearl Street studios, KX93.5, Sabina Shanturia, and that was Spiderweb. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And was it was clearly one specific person you were writing that to?
Yes.
Or about, I should say.
Yeah, okay. But you know, it could be applied on any situation.
Yes, but. Of course. But that seemed like a very personally written song.
It was.
Do you now? Let me ask you this: as a writer, how do you avoid letting someone know this is about you? You know, how do you avoid that direct, or do you want them to kind of know this is about you?
Well, when I'm writing it, it's kind of more, you know, very intense, you know, kind of feelings that's coming out. And I don't think so much about that person and what they're going to think about it. I just, you know, write what I feel about it.
Right. Yeah. Right. And whether or not they eventually figure out, wow, I really screwed her over. It's up to them, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
All right. Now, I've seen online just a number of pictures of you at the recent Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. And backstage at the Grammy Awards and at after parties. Did you prefer one specific after party at the Grammy Awards?
Yeah, it was at Beverly Hills, Sofitel.
Okay. Yeah. Of course, at the Sofitel.
Yeah.
Of course. Silly me asking a silly question like that. They had the good stuff there. Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Now, I caught you at the Backstage 76 concert in Tbilisi.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled up some stuff from that. Tell me about that experience.
Oh yeah, that was in November. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful, really, to perform there. It was a lot of fun and a very supportive audience.
Right. Seemed like they were going crazy over you.
We had a good time.
Right. You're an excellent performer live on stage, and it showed in that performance there. So.
Thanks.
Yeah. No. Thank you. On behalf of the people of Tbilisi, Georgia. Thank you. Now, were your parents musical?
My father has a good voice, right. And actually my grandmother on my father's side, so my Georgian grandmother, she used to sing like folk songs and play guitar. So unfortunately, I never met her, but I've heard that she was, I mean, we're similar in different ways.
Right, right.
It comes from there, I guess.
And you kind of figure, right, you don't have to have met her to get her genes, her musically gifted genes or anything. Right. And as an instrument, did you pick up an instrument at two and just become a genius, that kind of thing, or?
No, it was more like I've been singing my whole life, and then I wanted to be able to perform without having a band, you know, all the time, being more independent. So I wanted to, the guitar felt natural. So it was, yeah.
Right, and you play it very, very well.
Thank you.
You play it well, and the freedom as being a solo artist, as opposed to having there has to be that certain freedom that you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of freedom and not being dependent on a band.
Right.
The freedom, but on the other hand, of course, it's nice to have a band. You know, it's a different feeling. You know.
Right. You almost have to have the band almost has to be like a family, and you have to feel that support from each band member.
Right.
Now, when you travel and you have accompanying musicians, do you usually use the same musicians?
Yes, I tend to do that. Okay. But also, I mean, I'm open to new ones, of course.
Right.
Like part of the development, I guess.
Right. Right. And while we have you out here, any spots you're going to play or?
The Kulex Woodshed.
Okay.
And probably this, I want to say this right, the State Social House on Sunset.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a great spot.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. Mm-hmm. Now, oh my goodness, you have the Songs Alive workshop. That's you, right? You're part of the Songs Alive workshop.
Yes, that's
Tell us what that is.
So it's a community of songwriters, singer-songwriters, sharing their work and, you know, getting feedback on new songs and that kind of thing. It's a very supportive community. And
That is just wonderful to have somebody to bounce something off of.
Right.
There's a lot of, I guess, positive energy there. There has to be positive energy.
Yes.
Negativeness, right?
No, very supportive and very encouraging. And yeah, it's a great place to be.
Right. And how often do you meet?
I guess it's every month or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Cry For Me. That was your second song out of the gate, and it was big.
Yeah, it was.
Tell me about Cry For Me. What was the genesis of that?
Again, kind of, you know, relationship kind of thing that, came into a song. So yeah, it was also an emotional one.
Right.
Definitely a lot of drama in it. but yeah, so it was...
And also you recorded that out here as well, right?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
Also recorded with Kevin Jarvis. Let's take a listen to Cry For Me. This is Sabina Shantouria right here at our Pearl Street Studios, KX93.5. Sabina Shantouria. I love the name, by the way.
Thank you.
It just rolls right off the tongue. It's such a great name, and a great name for music, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
And I got to tell you, Cry For Me, a beautiful song, well written, and yeah, I felt the pain in there.
Thank you. <did. laughs>
I could feel the pain a little bit. Same mindset you put yourself into when you write music? Do you have a certain place you like to write? Is there a certain setting that you write your music in?
Well, yeah, that depends, actually.
Right.
Usually, windows are very helpful if you're, like, looking out or something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, mostly it's the, you know, feeling that I kind of tap into and build from, yeah.
So, you find yourself in moments of feeling really creative and needing to write? Do you find those moments? And then all of a sudden it just starts snapping and here we go.
It's kind of an intuition, I would say, you know, and where you just follow it. And, you know, sometimes there can be like songs written in, I don't know, 20 minutes, something like that.
Right.
Like Strangers was one of them, very fast. Instantly.
Now, Strangers, we're going to be hearing that in a couple of seconds here. Tell me about that. And so you say that one came to you quickly.
It came very, very fast. And I don't know, like around 20 minutes and it was written, you know, it was very fast process. So it's, yeah, it's like, I just follow the, you know, the instincts, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Right. And do you ever second guess yourself? Do you find yourself so focused on the end result that you're second guessing yourself during the creative process?
Yeah, sometimes, yes, definitely. But some songs, though, I don't have time to second guess myself.
Right.
But I can second guess myself quite well. So.
Now, Strangers was not recorded here in the United States?
That's right. It was recorded in Sweden with a music producer called Amir Ali.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about that recording session. How long did it take? And were there glitches or just a straight smooth?
It was very smooth. Okay. Yeah, he's great. It was very smooth and very fast. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's just, you know, how it should be, really.
And you have all the input as to how it's going to sound in the end, or do you allow the producer to have? How does that work? How does that relationship work?
Right. So, well, it's a collaboration, I would say, you know, but I definitely trust in producers to kind of, you know, give the best that they can to the song to make it, as good as it gets.
Okay. Now, Stranger, tell me about the song itself, Stranger.
So it's about kind of a person that you know, and then they kind of change into somebody that you don't really know anymore, you know?
Right.
That's the kind of main idea, you know, that like the person becomes a stranger.
Right. I thought I knew you, but I guess not, huh? Right. It's like that type of thing.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Now, how long do we have you here for in the States before you have to leave and go back to Europe?
Till the 1st of April.
Okay. All right. Well, we'd love to have you in here playing some live music before you go.
Oh, thank you. I'd love that.
So I'd love to have you back, and we'll hear a little of that guitar of yours.
Thanks.
In the meantime, how do our listeners and how do our fans find you on social media?
They just write Sabina Shantouria, and they'll find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, my website, and Spotify, of course, iTunes, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
My goodness, she's everywhere. Right. So Sabina, S-A-B-I-N-A, Shantouria, Shantouria. Exactly as it sounds.
Right, yeah.
It's been rolling right off my tongue all morning long.
Wonderful.
Sabina Shantouria, tell us a little bit about Stranger. You already did that, and we're going to hear it now. This is from 2017. We could not be happier that you're in the studio with us. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you again. And this, ladies and gentlemen, from our Pearl Street Studios, is Stranger, Sabina Shantouria.
like a